This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a week of presidential speeches on the economy, criminal charges against a big hedge fund, and more hubbub about who's going to run the Fed when Ben Bernanke is done. I'd say that's enough for four, maybe even 4.5 minutes of live radio. Heidi Moore from The Guardian and John Carney from CNBC are in our studios in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So let's see. Where do we start? I guess we're going to start with SAC Capital, Heidi, and these criminal charges that the Department of Justice brought yesterday against that entire firm. Please make me believe it's different this time and this just won't be solved with them paying $1 billion and going away.
That's a tall order.
I know.
I can only comfort you by saying that they may end up paying less than $1 billion.
Really?
So, yes. So all they have to do is forfeit any ill-gotten gains, but they probably won't shut down. And the money may not be all that much. And furthermore, since the founder of the firm, Steve Cohen, owns 60%, he can still run his own business really without needing a lot of money from outside investors.
John, talk to me first. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to disagree.
I don't think
SAC Capital survived. This at all.
It's the whole stigma thing, right?
I think it's not just a stigma. It's also I think that they are going to try to take a lot more than $1 billion. I think they're going to try to say that all of Steve Cohen's money has been commingled with ill-gotten gains and all of it can get taken away. I think we will see one of the largest forfeitures in American history coming down, billions of dollars. Deficit relief, I guess.
Yeah, John, we should figure out where that money goes. Wait, Heidi, I want quickly, though, because there's lots of other stuff to get to. Is Wall Street writ large worried about SAC Capital going away? Is it like a systemic thing?
You know, SAC is really important to Wall Street. It's a $14 billion hedge fund. It's incredibly profitable. And a lot of other firms have their trading caught up with it. And so I don't think that they do want to see SAC go away, even if they accept that it has to be punished. Another issue with it is that, you know, SAC, you know, Steve Cohen is going to be incredibly powerful whatever he does. So even if he's not at SAC, they really don't want to alienate, you know, the person who's essentially the godfather of Wall Street, which is his position.
He also has paid tons and tons of fees to the big investment banks. Yeah. I mean, when you run a hedge fund of that size, there's people who live entirely inside of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, whose job it is to just serve SAC Capital.
But exactly. do you think even given all this, I mean, people are still going to be willing to be seen with this guy having lunch or whatever?
You know, money can buy you a lot of friends in this world. And as long as he's got the money, he's going to have the friends.
All right. Let's move on. The president, as you guys know, made a bunch of speeches this week, three, I think, total, about the economy and his plans for the fall and all this. Heidi, please make me care. Make me believe that this isn't just politicking and you know, that's it.
Well, I think it's a good fight for President Obama to pick right now because we are going into a huge economic season where this is going to matter. We're ahead of the 2014 elections. The economy is the most pressing issue facing America right now. And something like 60% of Americans think we're still in a recession.
Yeah,
and the recession ended in 2009. So it's a good fight to pick. The question is, what's his strategy for actually winning this time? And he didn't play any cards on that front. He just kind of complained about Republicans and bragged about health care, all of which is great. But which won't help him get an economic plan through. He and his administration need to really buckle down and come up with specific.
It's also just
ideas.
Not clear that he has a real economic plan
right.
other than,
That's,
you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing right. and I'm going to make some speeches about it.
So how does this play out then, John, in the fall when we're talking debt limit fight again and government funding and all that stuff we've been dealing with for, what, years now?
I'm going to make a bold prediction and say I think the Republicans are tired of their debt limit fight. It hasn't been
– I think you're dreaming, John.
I don't think it's been
dreaming.
Doing very well for them. So I think we're going to have a different tone when it comes to the debt limit. I don't think that's going to be the showdown this time.
All right. Fair enough. Quickly, before we go, Heidi Moore, who do you like for chairperson of the Federal Reserve, Larry Summers or Janet Yellen?
I think Larry Summers will make for better stories because he fights with everyone.
Yes.
But Janet Yellen has a lot more support within the Fed, and she has that academic approach that we like in our Fed governors.
John, who do you like? But also explain to me why it matters, because whoever gets this job isn't going to turn around and raise the federal funds rate on day two.
Right. It's not going to be a sudden shift. But look, Larry Summers is much more skeptical about quantitative easing than Janet Yellen is. So we'd probably see that get pulled back much quicker. I think Larry Summers has the inside edge because he's got Obama's ear. He talks to Obama even now that he's no longer officially in the administration and he's taking down big fees from Wall Street banks. He still talks to Barack Obama on a semi-regular basis, and Janet Yellen does not have that relationship.
All right. We're going to see how this one plays out, John. I don't think you're right, but whatever. Anyway, Heidi Moore and John Carney. We'll
see
you guys.
What a surprise.
I know, right? Have a good weekend, you guys. We'll see you.
You too. Thanks, Kai.
Bye,
Kai.
Bye-bye.